DOT Mobile. KN4TFW. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Sounds like you got your radio fixed.
Still on the handheld today. I just must be in a good spot.
Day's been going.
A little crazy. Definitely slowed down a good bit. But past couple days, we've actually had a good bit of some stuff going on, you know. So definitely been able to keep everybody busy. But you know, just kind of trying to frantically run around and get some things done.
It was cleaning day at the factory yesterday.
After that, how'd all that go?
Wipe down all of our spare parts cabinets and everything with alcohol and do a bunch of that, and then they're splitting the plant up into groups, and you won't be able to cross over into different groups. This is the restroom you need to use. This is the entrance you need to use. This is the break room you need to use, and keeping everybody segregated in case something happens, then you only lose one little group.
Pat, I like that. That's somebody with the thinking cap on right there.
Well, the shape if you lost the, you know, everybody. You could get the plant cleaned up, but then you wouldn't have no workers.
Exactly, yep. So we were trying to figure out if we could do something like that, but it's about near impossible with our shop.
You start thinking outside the box, right?
After that.
So Mama must have ran over a yellow line that had just been painted and got yellow paint on the side of the Jeep. How's the best way to get that off?
Copy on me, Ken.
Yeah, I do now. I didn't a minute ago.
I missed your transmission with your wife.
Paint all over the side from the lines on the road. What? How's the best way to get it off?
Whatever you think is, man, you're trying to take paint off of paint.
It must have been pretty wet because, and I could tell she was at speed by the way it splattered everywhere, but she says she didn't see anybody painting any lines, so I don't know.
I bet you old Google's got the answer for that one. I know that's happened many times before to people. Somebody's figured it out.
Like, this morning.
Increase or a decrease or nothing, you know, just in your order level.
Because they're picking up because a lot of the people that buy our products, you know, get them from overseas, from over China. Well, yeah, they're really hurting right now, so they're having to get them from us. Because when you put everybody in teams and try to keep them, you know, isolated from each other, you really can't do any overtime. So we'll have to, if we don't have enough people, we'll have to leave a couple of machines sit down on certain days.
And hopefully that's just to weather the storm and then come out on the other side to make big things happen.
How long the storm's going to last.
getting out of bed. I wish I did. That's the best problem. Nobody does.
From the weather, it's going to be kayak time before too long.
Talking about that just this past weekend.
XC Mobile.
Like you're moving fast.
Next day.
This was last night.
Really, you know, I didn't sleep the night before because of that 3-hour call that we had, and I was just wiped out.
Sorry, that guy never did call you back. I talked to him right after you texted me, and I don't know why he's dragging his feet so bad.
Got 2 buckets ordered. I ended up calling him, he didn't answer, I left a message, he called me right back, then he hooked me up with Nikki, but everything's fine, we got it going on. I kept waiting, and I didn't want to wait too long, because I knew what would happen, it'd be a 15-day wait period.
Yeah, roger on that one. Yeah, it's a while to use that much.
And 32-ounce empty pump container, so that'll let us put it throughout the shop.
Morning, AP. Good morning, guys. I'm running 2 hours behind, so I'm not going to be able to talk this morning.
Sorry to hear you running late, KN4GFW.
Good morning, Ed. We're going to miss you. You have a good one, KK4NXE.
Morning, Ed. Sorry to hear you running late. Stay safe out there and enjoy that coffee when you get home. 7-3s to you. And Mike and Ken, I'm rolling up, so I'm going to hop out of here. So 7-3s, Ken, you have a good one today, and stay safe. And Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
7-3s, guys. Y'all be careful.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one. Have a good weekend. They're putting out molts on the curbside of the road and that, but I don't see a truck anywhere. They wheelbarrowing it for 100 yards. Dumping it out on the side of the road.
Pushing it.
Hey, I asked Tim, how do you get yellow paint off the side of your vehicle?
I know, have I got yellow paint on my car?
What it says on a red Jeep.
Ouch, she'd do that at the bank?
It's road paint. So from somewhere she ran over a just painted yellow line, but she don't know where. She didn't see anybody painting any lines, she says.
Wow. Good grief. How much is on there? I mean, is it a bit pretty, it's just splattered?
Up onto the front of the bumper on the inside of the wheel well, and then it got the hinges on the side of the door, and then it got the rear quarter panel and then the rear fender, and it just is, it's all down the driver's side.
Professional. I'm sure they make something for that. I don't know what you do to keep from tearing your paint up. I'd call a paint and body shop somewhere, give them a holler. And that is an option as well.
What she'll have to do is just, she got it that day. It was real foggy that morning and she had to go to Anderson, so she don't know. Man, I can't believe as foggy as it was, they'd be painting lines.
Don't make sense unless a bucket of paint fell off. Even on a wet painted line, I mean, you wouldn't get all of that.
If things are different this morning, I got to go in a different door.
That'll take a little getting used to, won't it?
Yeah, you're right. It's like once you get on autopilot, it just keeps, you know, it ain't
you keep doing the same thing over and over, it's hard to get off of it. My office door is open. There's three of us in there. It's unlocked. You know, you can just walk right in. And well, now we've been having to leave it locked. And I think all three of us ran into that door about 20 times yesterday.
Yeah, it'll take some getting used to.
That sucker yesterday.
And that one time, and then you'll remember.
Yeah, really. It's summer day?
For the most part. Today is supposed to be absolutely beautiful.
20% chance of a storm about 4 or 5 o'clock, but that's about it. It's supposed to be almost 80.
Downright hot.
A winter?
We had a little bit of one.
We're up in the parking lot, and there's this brand new red Dodge Challenger sitting in the parking lot. And that sucker's got two blown out tires on the passenger side. And I mean, the wheel wells are all just ripped up. The fenders ripped up. It ripped wires out. The tires are all shredded, and there it sits in the parking lot.
That happened.
He didn't really know what he hit, but he must have hit a curb or something. And then he drove it 2 or 3, 4 miles to finish getting it to work.
Makes sense.
$1,000 worth of damage.
Like these low budget cars, I'd have to run off a ravine to get $3,000 worth of damage. Made spaghetti sauce last night, and we had some wheat spaghetti, and I overate. It's been a while. That was good. That hit the spot. That sauce was dead on the money.
Yeah, we supported a little local Mexican restaurant and that last night.
I'd talk to you after you'd picked it up and you'd ended up at the house. Hang on just a second. I got a phone call. KK4NXC.
Guys can hear me. KN4TFW clear.
All right, Ken. Take care. Have a good day. Have a safe day. We'll catch up with you this afternoon, hopefully. KK4NXC.
4CES, listen.
Good morning. I was trying to get this repeater. I hear y'all guys every morning, and I hadn't really keyed up for them.
Most everybody's already arrived at work. Got one of them out there at work running a little bit late, so... I'm the sole survivor, man.
Talking pretty good first thing in the morning. It's about the only repeater going.
Normally that starts up about 10 or 15 after 5, and it runs up to 6 o'clock. But this is one morning where everybody's already destinated.
I'm on the road that early. I try to go as late as I can before I had to get into work.
Which way are you headed?
I'm on 85 now, actually headed towards Greenville in South Carolina.
I'm out of Pickens. I live right there at the base of Table Rock. I'm kind of working my way down to White Horse Road on the other side of 85, and we'll see how that goes this morning. So far, so good.
Be fun area in Greenville.
Road. I try to catch it up there around Hamrick's, or where Hamrick's used to be. It's not there anymore. But it's not too bad.
Now, 85 is not too bad in the morning either. It's just a little bit of heavy traffic, but it gets pretty rough later on.
I'm quitting time and heading to the house? No, it's bumper to bumper out this way.
Post at work, so I'll tell you 7-3. I just wanted to hop on here and say good morning and see who I was talking on this repeater.
You have a good day. I'd say 7-3s to you. This is Mike at a Pickens KK4NXE. Have a great day.
All right, Mike. Have a good one. This is Andrew, KO4CEF.